Service. It is already the fourth and final hour of this Thursday, the 25th day of March 2010 edition. I'm going to continue covering news, and we're going to be taking your phone calls at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to have Matt Ryan, one of my producers, in here to tell you a little story that happened to some of his relatives and how it ties into victim disarmament and these Brinks commercials where it shows these thugs trying to attack women and they just huddle down with their alarm going off and that supposedly protects them. That is not truth in advertising. It's fine to have an alarm to let you know somebody's breaking in. The next step is to have the firearm to defend yourself and to stop the attacker, stop them dead in their tracks. So that is coming up also. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's talk to Leo in Missouri. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on something I had been thinking about, and that is, as opposition grows amongst the people to this health care bill, what do you think the chances are of a big-scale terrorist attack happening in this country?
That's all I've been talking about the last 3-4 months, is that they're going to stage events and blame it on the Tea Parties. They're going to stage events and blame it on the birthers and 9/11 Truth, and you've seen that start. And in every case, it's clear that this is being staged. And the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL are out preparing the public mind for this. And they're absolutely going to have staged terror attacks to be able to force all this through. And I agree with Rush Limbaugh. They may stage events to try to suspend the election. There is no doubt. There's been a lot of talk about suspension of elections before because of the police state being set up. But now they've got it in place.
And I guess today it was just a big coincidence that Osama bin Laden showed up back in the news again.
That's right. Every time they need a good distraction, Governor Ridge admitted, former head of Homeland Security last year in a book, that they would issue fake terror alerts for political gain as a political distraction. In the Patriot Act, issuing a fake terror threat or alert is a very serious felony, but it's okay when the government does it.
Yeah, that seems to be the case. Well, that's all I wanted to talk to you about today. Thanks for taking my call.
Leo, incredibly powerful points. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Doug in Oregon, you're on the air.
Afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Oh, hey, Alex, I was wondering if you could possibly give us a resource or, you know, a web resource, or maybe you could get a special guest on to inform the listeners, how do you go about convening a grand jury to indict these people? How do you go about starting a recall? How do you, you know, get your attorney generals to you know, look at evidence and these kind of things? Because I think so many people are overwhelmed by the bureaucracy of it all.
Well, look, number one, you call them, you go visit them in their offices, you demand strong action. I had Judge Napolitano talk about solutions in the second hour today. We've had Red Beckman on many times. We had him on a few weeks ago. In fact, let's go ahead and get Red Beckman back on for another hour just to talk about how to get grand juries convened. The government's tried to turn grand juries into creatures of the prosecutors where they are kept political slaves, basically, of the system. When grand juries are supposed to decide, in many cases, what they want to go after. And so you simply try to bring information to the grand jury. There's different procedures depending on your state to do that, but that's a good idea. We will do an hour on that next week.
Okay, Alex, I thank you very kindly, and God's grace and peace to your family, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much for the call. Okay, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and get into some more news, recap some top stories, and then we're going to continue with your calls and then get into this victimization of society where everybody just lays there and takes it, this domestication. It's all coming up after this quick break. You have found it, the front lines of the info war as we wage war on corruption and crash through the lies and disinformation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now 8 minutes into this fourth and final hour. I want to recap some of the top stories, most important news dealing with the government takeover of health care, the American people literally going into socialist bondage. Then we're going to go to your phone calls and get into a host of other important news, including an excellent article written by Chuck Baldwin that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Dates That Destroyed America. And I wholeheartedly agree with his analysis. We're going to break that down towards the end of the broadcast today. U.S. Senate passes reconciliation bill and sends it back to the U.S. House. Meanwhile, Barack Obama is challenging Republicans, saying, quote, go for it, Obama tells GOP on health repeal. And he's got all these little kids up on TV with him saying, thanks for giving me health care for my pre-existing condition. Oh, you're so great. What the Republican leadership won't tell you is, and Bloomberg and Business Week and the Wall Street Journal will, is the insurance companies wrote this stinking thing and their stocks are going way up. Not the little insurance companies and the medium-sized ones, the big ones. This allows them to lower the standard of care under government control with the IRS telling you what health care you can and can't have. It forces 30-plus million people to buy insurance they don't want or need. Sets a very dangerous precedent. And again, here is the Associated Press, the big dirty secret. Gap in health care law protection for children. Under the new law, insurance companies still would be able to refuse new coverage to children because of a pre-existing medical problem. That was the spokeswoman for the House Energy and Commerce Committee said. And I went and looked up the subsection. It is there. It has a national ID card for health care that everybody has to have in the subsection. Like, I'll just go ahead and show you the subsection right now. I keep getting emails saying we're making this up. Here is page 65 of the passed House bill, section B, subsection I, eligibility for health plan. And right here at the end it says, allow for the use of a machine-readable identification card for health care. Okay? They got another bill to force citizens to have a national ID card to have any job that the IRS regulates and watches. And it's in the health care bill where they take your money directly out of your account and take your refund. And here's the Associated Press. U.S. citizens may need national ID cards to work if bill passes. And Lindsey Graham's got a bill to arrest U.S. citizens and allow, quote, enhanced interrogation for any intelligence reason or reason by the president. And I just can't believe it. Rush Limbaugh, 15 years ago, was a lot more hardcore on the Second Amendment and other issues. Over time, he got pretty bad because he was under a lot of political pressure and in trouble for hillbilly heroin and everything else. But I didn't judge him. Anybody from pain can get addicted to OxyContin. But when he says have mandatory sentencing for people that use other illegal drugs and put them in jail for 25 years, that's hypocritical. But I've got to commend him. He's saying world government is here, new world order is here, government takeover, a globalist elite. They may suspend the elections. We're in a police state. Earlier, I read some of his quotes from yesterday's show, so we commend Rush Limbaugh. I will always commend anybody that starts telling the truth. So, but that tells you how much trouble we're in, how serious this is. And I agree with Michael Savage 6 months ago when he said Obama will stage, cue that up. Savage says Obama may stage Reichstag. I've been saying this forever because it's not Obama. It's the people that run Obama. Republicans stage terror attacks. Democrats do it. And they're really starting to get scared of the American people because they know we're waking up. And continuing with the health bill, this is out of Politico. Okay? Politico.com. Health bill exempt top Hill staff. Not all the members of the House or not all their staffers. The Democratic leadership, the leadership of all the committees, they are exempt from having to be part of the health bill. Here is the PrisonPlanet.com article by Steve Watson that details it even more and has the subsection of the bill, page 158. Loophole exempts Washington insiders from Obamacare. It's not just members of the House. It's other special groups. The Sergeant of Arms, Obama, and others. You can see some of my doodling there. That's the problem with printing these articles out for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Long before I simulcast the radio show with live webcams, I would doodle on articles, so you get to see my doodling for people that aren't just listening on the radio. So that is a very, very important area of this legislation. You know, I don't know if I'm going to get to this, if I'm going to have time. But it's up on Infowars.com. War criminal Bush demonstrates his contempt for humanity. And Kurt Nemo wrote this article. But it's worse than what Kurt even puts in the story. It shows Bush, George W. with Clinton, another criminal, in Haiti. And Bill Clinton shaking all the Haitians' hands. And a Haitian reaches out to Bush and he shakes his hand. And it's not that Bush wipes his hand off. The guy may have had something on his hand. Bush acts like he's patting Clinton on the arm, and Clinton turns around, but he's rubbing the sweat or the snot or whatever it is off on Clinton's arm. And it just shows, if you know psychology, how sadistic and psychopathic and sociopathic Bush is, that even a former president of the U.S., one of his peers, he reaches over like he's being his friend, but he goes, ugh, and then and starts wiping it off on him. Again, it's just a window into the nastiness of George W. Bush, and who tripled the size of government, Patriot Act, all of it. Remember, all of these guys are out of control. They've all got to be voted out. That's why the Republican Party's going after Rand Paul in Kentucky, who's 10 points ahead. they've got the head of elections in the state running against him, and the ethics board says he is allowed, for the first time ever, every state has laws that the ballot counters, the people running the ballots, can't be on the ballot. Well, they don't care now. So it doesn't matter if Rand Paul's 10 points ahead. If we don't make a big deal out of this, he's not going to win. And that's going to send shockwaves across the country. The Republican Party, the mainline neocons, have said, we've got to beat Rand Paul. They've written editorials. Or real grassroots is going to take over and our party's over. Your party is over, scum. It's not just Democrats that are going to get voted out. Lindsey Graham needs to be out of there. He's a nightmare. He supports the carbon tax that will kill what's left of our economy. Now, in other news, Osama bin Laden in tape threatens to kill Americans. And in the Reuters and AP articles, it then admits, oh, we don't know if this is really him. They just put out more fake tapes to scare everybody. Now, on the police state front, listen to this article. Cops in New Jersey town gives keys to homes. We have already the government watching kids at home with their government laptops. We already have cameras going in school showers and locker rooms all over the country. We already have the Houston police chief last year proposing cameras in everybody's homes. Franklin Township police set up realtor-like lockboxes so officers can respond immediately to emergencies. And they're just showing up saying, this is what you use on your door now. Oklahoma passed a law you can't have burglar bars on your house so the criminal government can break in, and so can the criminals. It's a novel program designed to improve the safety of senior citizens in New Jersey. And we now see these reports about cops try people's doors to see if they're open. They have knock and talk. They come and knock on your door and say, can we see if your guns are legal? And then now in Boston, they just force their way in. The program would allow police quick access into a home to help anyone having a medical emergency without having to break down the door. And this is just the total domestication. And I'm going to talk about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. I mean, here's Fox News. Should government regulate what we eat? And it says the feds are announcing they're going to put taxes on food, salt, grease, and then surveil everything you're doing. Let's jam in a few phone calls in these next few segments. I'm going to go back into the news. Let's talk to Fred in Iowa. Fred, you're on the air.
Howdy, Alex.
Welcome.
I've been calling into the major talk radio station here in Iowa for the last 2.5 years. In the last few days, I've seen a major turnaround. How long that will last, I don't know. But the hosts are asking the candidates for Congress and the Senate really the tough questions, like the kind of questions you would ask. And I would suggest or strongly suggest to your listeners to don't give up, because I know what it does to get overwhelmed at times, to call into these talk radio shows and be civil, but keep punching away to try to get the message in.
Exactly. Let me add this, Fred. People always say, what are the solutions? All we're giving people is solutions. Have grand juries start criminal investigations of all the payoffs to get this bill passed. In fact, I saw a story about that in the news today. They're looking at criminal investigations over giving senators' family members jobs to vote. In fact, I forgot that article. It's not in my stack. It was on Drudge. Print that for me, please. And take the states back, nullify this, sue over it. But the power of the average citizen to call into liberal and conservative radio and bring up real issues and reach hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people. We are the true voice. We are the American people. We are the Constitution. And I'm seeing major radio executives that have contacted me. Some of them contacted me years ago, who finally know this is real. They finally know we were right. And so a lot of people weren't controlled. They just were programmed. And so they're breaking out of the programming, Fred.
Well, Alex, I understand what you're saying, but let this go out to people that seem like they're ineffectual or a little bit intimidated. You've got to keep punching. Now, I've been a prison planet for 7 months, and the sign I got on my pickup in this little town has really got me in some hot water, and you probably know what that is. But you've got to keep punching. I'm talking to people out there, old and young. I'm an old fogey. You got
Well, Fred, stay there. Fred, stay there. I want to find out what's on your car when we come back from this quick break, because I don't know what it is. What is it? Infowars.com? And what? In Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, you can't have that?
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper, more than 30,000 products. Yes, 30,000. And 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all online at TacTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival. Survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. TacTown Gear personnel has more than 25 years experience in military and LE, so you'll be dealing with hardcore pros. Call today, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTOWNGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
You know this country's going to hell in a handbasket. What are you going to do to stop it? The power of true patriots flooding talk radio and never shutting up and demanding treason investigations and criminal investigations. In fact, the headline on that article was, House members call for special prosecutor over jobs for votes. That was the headline. I just remembered the exact headline. Okay, Fred, you got cut off by the break. You're in Iowa. You're saying you've got a bumper sticker that's gotten you in hot water. Tell us about it.
Yes, it is. But I want to make some points, too, but I think that would be helpful, you know. Anyhow, I got the inside job in InfoWars on the bottom.
And what happens? I mean, how's it gotten you in hot water?
Well, I tell you the truth, I don't want to go into it any deep, you know, in any depth. And I'm not trying to be evasive.
No, it's okay, but have you been harassed over it?
Not really when people see the sign, except more often than not, I have to bring their attention to it. But talking to some of the city people here, let me put it that way, it got a little hairy, and the police. But could I make some other
points? Hold on. They didn't imply that you weren't allowed to have that bumper sticker, did they?
Like that, you know.
Wait a minute. So I was right, because I've seen this over and over again. The police tried to tell you can't have 9/11 was an inside job on it?
Nobody has told me that, Alex. But
I mean, what did they tell you then?
Well, this has went back, you know, and I've been talking about the flu epidemic and all this and all the way through. And, you know, I've talked to a few people and they said it was all hooey and all lies, you know, and they would not say anything detrimental to anything about the flu epidemic and all that.
Exposing it as a fraud and they disagree with you. Now it's admitted it was a fraud. Get into the other points you wanted to make, Fred.
Okay, Alex, there's people like me that are intimidated or they get fearful at times, but you got to keep punching. I'm not saying I'm a brave guy. I'm not a barroom fighter anymore. I'm 72. But you got to keep going. And I like this talk radio. I've been working on this for 2.5 years, and now with everything that's happening right now politically, these guys, hosts, have got cover, and they're getting more courage. But you got to have callers that call in that kind of back them up or bring it to their attention and other people's attention. And then they don't have to be the lone ranger there by themselves. And it's beside a multitude of ways. Talk radio, which is the fourth estate, is how we get the word out.
And we real patriots have to take it over from the mainline Republicans. Thank you, Fred. And we are doing that. Jim in California, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, Alex. This is Jim in California. I got in the car today to go on a ride, and NPR was on, and two shows in a row. All they're talking about is how patriots are racists. People against the health care bill are racists. It was really incredible.
Well, they do that to invoke race as poverty pimps to make all the majority groups, minorities are a majority in many states now, hate white people and to get us all fighting with each other. It's classic divide and conquer. They are the racists. Mecha, La Raza, the government, they are the ones that want us to all fight with each other, and it's disgusting, and people see right through it.
Yeah, it was incredible. On Fresh Air, they had the guy who writes for Southern Poverty Law Center's intelligence report for an hour. And it just completely blew me away. I just wanted to let you know. And the only dovetail to that is, how do I get your show on the radio up here? Do I have to call radio stations and ask them? Or?
We're only on, what, 4 affiliates, which is pretty good in California. But absolutely, believe me, every station in the country's told us that they've gotten lots of calls and they know the show is popular and a lot of them are starting to turn it on. And for all these years, oh, there's not world government, there's not a banking takeover, there's not government-sponsored terror, the government's not watching you off your laptop cameras, oh, the government isn't putting poison in the water, oh, the UN doesn't want to reduce our population. Now, you go to Drudge Report almost any day, he's got mainstream links, mainstream papers admitting this. So the denial is over. I'm going to talk about that when we come back in the next segment.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you so much, Jim. And we will get to Shannon, Steve, Kenny, and Kevin before the show ends. But I'm going to come back and get into the fact that we've been right all along, that we've told it like it is. And because we did talk about these issues when it was unpopular, people now remember, and they remember seeing the films and hearing the radio shows and reading the books that many others put out. And we were right, and so our credibility is rising. So they're going to say we're violent. They're going to say we're racist. They're going to try to radicalize everybody, as Cass Sunstein said in the White House documents. It's not going to work. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Waging war on corruption, crashing with the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, live, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Re-aired on AM and FM stations across the country, also XM 158, and we're also on some of the other channels. We're getting that posted up on Infowars.com. Paul Watson's writing an article about that today. They carry 1 hour of the weekday show at night and 3 hours on Saturday, and hopefully they're going to be expanding that. Very, very exciting. I want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates, XM, you name it, WWCR Shortwave. You can also listen at Infowars.com. Don't forget, over 35,000 downloads in the last month of our new free iPhone app. Go to Infowars.com, big banner on the right-hand side, or go to the listen page for all the different listening features. You can listen on Flycast on any cell phone, but it's a channel on there. This is your own app, has a lot of great features. It is 5 stars at the App Store with over, 900 ratings now. So go check that out. Even if you don't have an Apple iPhone, you can send the link to the free download on the iTunes Store. You can find that link at Infowars.com to friends, family, coworkers, neighbors that have an iPhone, ladies and gentlemen. So a great way to listen to the show free anywhere you want. We're also, I have a link on there to the podcast, the free podcast. So download the whole show whenever you want, however you want. And don't forget, we're premiering 2 films next month, April 15th, April 21st, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, the most powerful police state film I've ever made. I haven't made one in almost 8 years. and, of course, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined by Jason Burmis. You can pre-order those now so you get them first. Make copies of them. Get them out to everybody. In other important news, Representative Daryl Issa, who we've interviewed before, we need to get him back on, will call for special prosecutor to investigate White House bribery, quid pro quo. And then I have another Times Free Press article about the same thing in Tennessee. They openly gave Congress members, House and Senate members, wives, children, business partners, lucrative government positions and jobs openly to do this sellout. This is illegal, and there's more than one way to skin a cat. We have the states sue. The states pass laws against Obamacare and against the carbon tax and everything else and amnesty. But you also go after these people criminally. They got Al Capone on tax evasion. We will get these people however we can. They are a pack of criminals and must be brought to justice. Separately, the Senate passed the compromise fix-it bill, as it's being called, and it's now going to the House. Pelosi says Congress will pass health care fix today. So it went back to the Senate, back to the House. Obama has already signed that, and we're going to be going over it. Now, I want to talk about the nanny state. And I've told the story before, but I'll tell it briefly so there's congruity here in this piece we're doing right now. 7 years ago, I'm at La Madeline restaurant here in Austin with my wife and my son. I go to the bathroom, come back out. There's a big crowd of people yelling, call 911, call 911. I go over. People are pushing on me, trying to stop me from giving the Heimlich maneuver with a woman turning purple laying on the table. By then, she was on the table, starting to pass out. I did the Heimlich, came out. And some were angry at me for helping her, saying, you should have waited for the police, should have waited for the EMS. Others were saying, you're a hero. I told my wife we're not finishing our food. If I broke a rib or something, which I didn't, you know, she may sue us. Let's get out of here. Gerald Celente, trends forecaster, told the same story, similar. He said, is there a doctor in the house? Big restaurant. Woman's choking. Or it was a man choking in that case. I had him on a month ago. I was telling the story, and he said the same thing happened to him. And no one would help the person, so he did the Heimlich. And it turned out there was a doctor there, but because of liability, he didn't want to help. And you see the cases every few days in the news, all over Europe, all over the U.S. and Canada. A cop a few years ago got hit for over an hour plus. He laid on the side of the road bleeding to death at one of the busiest thoroughfares. It's the corner of William Cannon and I-35. No one helped him until cops came by. You see the cases of a woman being mugged or stabbed, bleeding to death for 4 hours in Toronto. How did we go from being people that would help each other to people that will drive on by an old lady being mugged? The idea that the police are specialists and it's their job to protect you is a fraud. The courts have ruled they have no liability to protect you that or respond after a crime has been committed to carry out justice. Now, they try to protect you, but it, depending on the state, 6 to 12 minutes, depending on the city, for 911 to be able to respond. And every few days, I know you see the stories too, we read about a woman or a young man, normally Chicago, New York, L.A., where people are taught to not own guns or where they can't own guns in some of these cities. Someone will bust in. You've all heard the 911 tapes. He's coming. He's got a knife. They're like, where are you? What street is it? And the cops show up 15 minutes later, and you're gutted and dead, and the guy gets away. We need to find our humanity again. Get off the bench. Stop being spectators to our own destruction or others' destructions. You need to go out, buy firearms, take shooting lessons, learn how to use it. And look, having an alarm is fine. I've got an alarm. I've actually got two alarms, and I've got cameras on my house because, you know, I get a lot of death threats and stuff. And every once in a while, a tree will bang into a window, and the alarm goes off. I get out of bed. I go to the instant access pistol safe right by the bed. 2 seconds, pops out, and I walk out and walk around the house, secure the perimeter, and find out what happened. I can't imagine being somebody in England where I read the articles every few months where somebody breaks in a house, is attacking them, the homeowner stabs them with a butcher knife, or in one case, pushes the guy out a two-story window, he breaks his legs, and the police charge them. They want you to lay there and take it. And they're not worried about criminals. They're not worried about open borders. They're not worried about any of this. They're worried about citizens thinking they have a right to defend themselves, which you do. It's a God-given, basic, common-sense right. And even in Texas, every few weeks I see stories about a woman being raped or killed or attacked, and where the guy breaks down the door, she locks her bedroom door, calls 911, and gets raped or killed. It's time for women to stop being victims. It's time for women to buy firearms. It's time for men to buy firearms. I have two daughters. One of them's five, already knows how to shoot, and shoot good. My son knows how to shoot. This is so fundamental, and it's the same spirit of let a woman choke, call 911 when the average person will die in 4.5 minutes from asphyxiation. It's the same reason we let somebody else fight the banks or somebody else fight the UN or somebody else fight the healthcare takeover or somebody else. Look, we've been right about it all. The UN takeover, the global banks, the surveillance, the staged terror, the police state, how they're going to use the military against the American people, the federalization of police, all this legislation to secretly arrest citizens and even torture us. I had Judge Napolitano going over it earlier. It's in the legislation that Lindsey Graham's introduced. Obama saying he has the power to shut the internet down over cybersecurity. Cass Sunstein, his regulations are saying that they want to shut down conspiracy theories. And he lists people that say man-made global warming isn't real. Anthropogenic global warming. I mean, there are tyrants, bona fide, signed, sealed, and delivered, certified. There is no doubt that every other nation on earth has fallen to tyranny in the past. We are falling. It doesn't have to happen. And that's why I'm so excited that not just people on the street or people that didn't like me in the past, but major radio executives, some of the biggest in the country, have called me in the last 2 weeks and have said, you are absolutely right about all this. We can't believe this is happening. We're going to try to figure out ways to get you on more stations nationwide. But the owners and shareholders of these companies are globalists. But we know we don't have any future. That's why you hear Limbaugh saying New World Order, world government, New World Order. They want your guns. They may cancel the election. They may bring in martial law. In fact, can you cue up that Savage clip from earlier, and then we'll go to the Brinks clip? They can't, listen, most people aren't government operatives in media. There are some, and that's come out in congressional hearings. They kind of set the ball rolling and put out the talking points. Most of them go according to what they think's popular, and oh, if it's a conspiracy theory to talk about a global government bank takeover plan, I better not talk about it even as it's happening. But now people are realizing this is a hot, oppressive, serious tyranny. This isn't something you can just stand back and go along with. Did you find it? Let's play a clip of Savage telling it like it is. Here it is. For some reason, this only ever happens in the fourth hour that the clips don't work. You know, we'll try to play that towards the end of the show. Let's go ahead and play this Brinks clip. We're going to get this Brinks clip queued up here in a minute or so, because I've been seeing these Brinks ads over and over and over and over and over again, where it shows kids in danger with their mother. There's never a man in the house, because what, half the country doesn't even have men in the house now. They're domesticating us, bringing us into bondage scientifically. Or if there is a man in the house, they cower with the wife and children, and the alarm goes off, and Brinks calls, and tells them they've called 911. You know, you can't even call 911 yourself. Brinks calls them for you. Or there's a guy at a party, and nobody knows who he is, and he tries to break in later. These women go and cower and talk to Brinks on the phone. Now, I'm not saying it's bad to have an alarm. I think it's good. The problem here is that they're never show you that the woman goes and gets a gun, as they do every day in this country, and blast the criminal. So let's go ahead and play this Brinks clip. Here it is.
Coming. It was really nice to meet you, AJ.
Yeah, you too.
AJ?
This is Bill with Broadview Security. Is everything okay?
No, there's this guy. He just smashed in my door.
I'm sending help right now.
Thank you.
Brinks Home Security is now Broadview Security. Call 1-800-949-7448 now to install a standard system for just $99. The proven technology of a Broadview Security system delivers rapid response from highly trained professionals 24 hours a day.
Call now to get the $99 installation, plus a second keypad installed free. And you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Call 1-800-949-7448 now and get the system installed for just $99. Broadview Security, for your home or business, the next generation of Brinks Home Security. Call now.
Okay, so it's now Broadview, and I'm not bashing Brinks here, but these are anti-male ads targeting single women. And, I mean, it's fine to have the Brinks to know somebody's breaking in, but isn't it better to have a firearm instead of cowering in fear? Now, I want to go to Matt Ryan. And Matt Ryan, over the weekend, they called the Austin Police Department five times. This happened to his wife's niece. This guy has been convicted before for assaulting people. He said he was coming over to attack her with a chain. He did it, beat her bloody, and the police would never come. Now, again, somebody calls and says, I'm coming over to your house with a chain. I'm going to tell them I'm going to defend myself. I advise you against it, but I'll be waiting. And if they start knocking the door down, I'm going to kill them. But again, talking to Matt, Matt's pro-Second Amendment, but this extended family of his is not. And so they're more afraid of guns than they are of people attacking them. Matt Ryan, tell us what happened.
All right. Basically, to go to the end of the story first, we did have to chase the guy off. Police showed up 20 minutes after he'd already left. But a couple hours before, around 5 p.m., we made a call to APD, said we're getting threatening calls. This guy says he's going to come over here, violent intentions. He's not kidding around. He's already on probation for assault. He's got a record. Please send somebody over. The police said there's nothing they can do. We get another call about 10 minutes later. I called them myself. The operator.
So he says, I'm coming to assault you. He's got, three arrests for this. He's on probation. You're telling him this. This goes on for 2 hours.
Right. And the second time I called, the operator said, we already have him in custody because of another domestic dispute across town that went on during that time. And I thought that was a little funny because we had just gotten off the phone with him. Well, he called 10 minutes later, so that operator was incorrect in assuring us that he was in custody.
But again, they know they have no liability to protect you.
Exactly. He keeps calling, and essentially we have to call three times. And on the fourth time, we're told, finally, an officer's on his way. We'll have him out there in a few minutes. About 20 minutes later, he shows up, catches our niece. She had just pulled up in the driveway. She was getting out of her car.
He'd probably been waiting.
Right. He assaults her, and we have to fight him off. We fought him off. He starts driving down.
Oh, so you went over there to protect her.
Right. Well, basically the whole family rushed out. We were told stay indoors, but when we saw her pulling up, saw that happen.
Again, the police say stay indoors, yeah.
Exactly. We rush out. We fight the guy off, and he escapes. 10 minutes later, they arrive and say, you know, we couldn't find him. I was busy handling his other problem downtown.
And he probably won't even get in trouble with a probation officer.
Right. And here's a guy who has warrants, active warrants. He's on probation. He's got a rap sheet a mile long.
But the police were too busy last weekend doing a roundup for parking tickets. They call it a roundup, conditioning people to the term roundup. They say it real scary in radio ads. And over 10% of the state has arrest warrants for petty things. They're too busy out collecting money from the slaves sucking off of us to actually respond to someone saying, I'm coming to attack you.
Exactly.
Now, let me tell you how that should have been handled. They should have been waiting in there with a gun, and when he pulled up an assaulter, they should have gone down and put that animal down.
I totally agree, 100%.
So now, thankfully, the family was there, so he wasn't able to beat her too bad, but you said she was bloodied.
Yes, he basically had a heavy chain, pulled it off, put it around his hand, and assaulted her. She had a busted chin. She was bleeding. She was, you know, kind of out of it. When he had been chased off, she was okay, thankfully. But, yeah, he definitely did. He went at her with a weapon. We called the police, said he's got a weapon. He's you know, beaten her. It still took them 20 minutes to show up.
Well, I want to show viewers out there what we do here at this office. We have people with concealed carry. I don't have a concealed carry. It's my Second Amendment. You come around here with a chain or a gun looking for trouble, you're going to get trouble right back. This is the spirit of freedom. This is the attitude that we have to have in this country to defend ourselves and defend this republic. The government will not protect you. They don't want to protect you. Even if they're good cops, their bosses want them out there sucking off of you. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. It's time to stop being scared of guns and to start being scared of the corrupt government and criminals and to defend yourself. Matt Ryan, I mean, any other thoughts on this? You were telling me that now the family is going to get a gun.
Absolutely. The family's going to get a gun. My wife and I are definitely going to get one, concealed carry, whatever we have to do to protect ourselves. I do have one thing to say. A couple hours later, the cop said he's going to jail for this. A couple hours later, he calls from the address we gave the cops to go pick him up, and he was still making violent threats. I mean, the guy obviously didn't get chased down.
No. It's come out in internal Chicago documents that they let the violent ones go to terrorize the public so they vote for more cops, so the cops can go out and suck more money.
Exactly. And if I get pulled over and my plates are out, I might go to jail.
Well, that's in the news. This week it came out that states are all being ordered write more tickets. So they can't respond. There's more cops, but they can't respond to real crime because they've got to suck off the people.
Exactly.
Well, she needs to go get a firearm. She needs to take firearms training. She doesn't need to wave it at him or say anything. He starts trying to assault her. Just unload the revolver. That's the best gun to use. Even if you're good with firearms, a revolver's good under stress. They don't malfunction very often. And, folks, it's your right. If somebody's assaulting you or coming in your house to do you harm or trying to rob you in your home, kill them. The government loves the criminals and protects them. All we can do is kill these murderers.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take. But I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep.
All right.
But nothing passes.
So the idea of stage government terror is now being talked about on Savage, Limbaugh, everywhere. Hannity isn't doing it yet. We are forcing them to cover the real issues, and I commend it. There is no doubt that most of these bricks being thrown through and gunshots into a congressperson's office in Virginia are staged. They've caught the controlled left painting swastikas on churches and dormitory walls so many times I can't even count. This is the reality. And we have to get serious. We have to get focused. But 10 years ago, they could alternate Republican and Democratic power, and then the Republicans would promise to end the tyranny and then would continue it. And the Democrats would promise and get back in power and continue it. And it would take years for people to wake up each time and then vote for the other party. Now folks know that it's the incumbents, it's their voting records, it's system-wide, and people aren't mincing their words. And every time you talk about stage terror, every time you talk about New World Order, every time you talk about world government, every time you point out that we were right about man-made global warming being a premeditated fraud, they've now been caught red-handed, they know it's a fraud, they want to control your life, they want amnesty this year, they want open borders, they want to pass the carbon tax where they can selectively shut down any businesses they want. And the only way they're going to get this through is staging terror attacks to blame them on the Tea Party. And you see them in full mode right now, 100% pushing this idea and prepping everyone. And I've been predicting that in the month of April, late April, because I know there's five big TV documentaries about Tea Parties being evil and violent being produced by major news networks and HBO to air in the middle and late April. And they're producing them because their bosses have given them the word to have this ready then, because I believe they're going to stage really horrible events coming up in late April. Remember, I predicted 9/11 2 months before it happened. Just Google Alex Jones predicts 9/11, and you'll see, you know, millions of views on those videos. And a lot of Austinites saw me do that live, syndicated radio audience. You heard me do show after show because I saw the preparation. I saw them prepping everyone and getting them ready. And to all of you yuppies out there making $100,000, $200,000 a year that think you're part of the power structure and don't think you should be politically involved or think everything's okay or, oh, it's not as bad as Alex Jones says, it's worse than I can explain to you. This is a scientific criminal takeover, and Obama is just the latest puppet, the latest front man. And so read the health care bill for yourself. Just look at it for yourself. Realize what this means. Realize that offshore banks have robbed us blind. Realize that at every level, government is getting exponentially more and more brazen, more and more criminal, more and more wild-eyed, because they are going for broke. They have passed the point of no return. They can't stop now. And so it's too speed trains, liberty and tyranny, going head up against each other. And everyone who loves liberty, everyone who hates tyranny, everyone who wants to live in a free country and doesn't want themselves and their children to go into bondage has to stand up now. We are here waging war on corruption. We are here crashing through the lies and disinformation. 4 hours a day at InfoWars.com and on the AM and FM dial. Tell all your friends and family about this radio show where they're going to get the full analysis of what's happening, and they're going to get the full spectrum of solutions and ideas, and where we're going to identify the enemies of freedom, the criminal parasites that have taken over our society. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now on stations all over the country and InfoWars.com and the podcast. And again, great job, crew. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.